Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, anger always outlasts hurt. How much better to heal than seek revenge from injury? Vengeance wastes a lot of time and exposes you to many more injuries than the first that sparked it. Anger always outlasts hurt. Best to take the opposite course. Would anyone think it normal to return a kick to a mule or a bite to a dog? Seneca. I was talking with a friend the other day about how to deal with anger, and he asked me specifically how I deal with anger in my life, so I felt it only appropriate to talk about anger today. Anger is something that I've struggled with in my life. Growing up with a terrible example of how to deal with anger, I would either avoid it completely or I would be consumed by it. Finding a way to deal with it constructively has taken years of work, and I still struggle with it. Sometimes it feels that we live in a world that is fueled by anger. I mean, you turn on the news and it seems that story after story is about some of the worst instances of humanity. Almost any political talk show seems to be trying its best to whip us up into fearing and hating the other side, so much so that it seems that we can't have an actual discussion with those that disagree with us politically. When we live in a society that thinks it's okay to take down those that do you wrong or disagree with you, it's really hard to stop and take those steps to be kind to those you feel have injured you. But the idea of not returning hate with hate is not a new one. Jesus taught, "You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." In Buddha's teachings, anger is often compared to an out-of-control forest fire and a rampaging elephant, because reactive, uncontrolled anger is so destructive so quickly. Confucius said, "Holding on to anger is like holding on to a burning ember that you want to throw at someone. You're the one that gets burned." And the Stoics are no different. Seneca is warning us here that vengeance wastes a lot of time. It also wastes a lot of energy. When you seek revenge, you injure yourself with your own anger. You often say or do things that make the situation far worse than it was before. So why do we give in to the angry path? Well, because anger is easy. And honestly, because there's a part of anger which feels really good at the time. That desire to strike back at those that you feel have wronged you is really powerful. But what if all that effort was put into understanding why the other person tried to injure you? What if you took the same time and energy to try to heal the situation? What if all that effort was put into mobilizing people for good? For getting people to talk to each other and work on solutions? So how do we deal with anger? How do we train ourselves not to give in to our impulses? The first step, which is often the hardest, is to truly grasp the concept that you are 100% responsible for your emotions. No one else is. Nothing else is to blame. Regardless of the circumstances or the events that happen, you decide if you want to respond in anger. And just as you have conditioned yourself to respond with anger, you can condition yourself to respond with calmness and rationality. The next step is being aware of our anger. Do you notice when you were in the throes of anger, rather than only seeing it in hindsight after you cool down? Next, try to take a step back from it. Can you look at it from a detached perspective? Can you look at it as if you were someone else in the room observing the situation? When you are more able to catch yourself in the middle of it and can take that step back, resist the urge to lash out. Think about if what you have to say will do harm or will help. And stick to it. When you are in the heat of the moment and you do get some control, the other person may still be arguing or pushing back, even though you are making an honest effort to diffuse the situation. Don't revert back to lashing out, no matter how much you want to. Think before you speak. If you have to leave the situation, then do so. Sometimes you may have to step away and delete that angry Facebook post. Once you've worked to cool yourself down, understand that healing the situation is about the other person, not about making yourself feel better. It's about meeting needs of the person that you have harmed, and it may take some time and a humble attitude to work things out. Changing a habit of reactive anger is not easy, and it may be one of the hardest things you ever have to overcome in your life. But the damage that is caused by not learning to control your emotions can take a long time to heal. The more you can keep a rein on yourself, the less you have to repair. The more inner tranquility you cultivate, the more you can apply your energy to building things up rather than tearing things down. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Have a great day. Are you struggling with something in your life? Do you have questions about Stoic philosophy? I would really like to hear from you. If you could go to www.stoic.coffee and scroll to the bottom of the front page, you can send me a message on any questions that you might have, and I'll do my best to address your questions on the show. I personally have found Stoic ideas and principles are some of the most practical teachings there are, and they can be applied in any situation in your life. Also, while you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter, and if you're feeling generous, you can donate to our Patreon account. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.